Okay, so we'll do this chazara. We'll go back to that Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. I believe Amar Amah HaKaisis Zachita. Amar Amah. Yeah, the fifth wide line. Amar Amah. HaKaisis is Zachita. Somebody who eats wheat. Mevorech Olea Borei Pri Ho Adomo. Ay, v'hotanya, we've learned in a braisa, boire minei zroim. Loikasha, horab Yehuda, v'horabonon. It's not difficult. There are two different opinions. One is Rabbi Yehuda, one is Rabbonon. The Tanan, val yiroka is oimer, boire priu hadoma, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, boire minei dushoim. Now, what's that got to do with our machloikas of chito? So, as we mentioned last time, because that really is a general discussion. Is there one general bracha that fits all for all sizes when it comes to yirokos? That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. There's no one general bracha. You have to label it specifically what type of yerek. So too in our case as well. Rather than making a bracha of bari pri adam, we make a bracha of bari mnei zroim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, once again, because you do not rely on general bracha, rather you have to detail it. Omamar hakoyses es ha'oireis. If somebody eats rice, mevorech alav bari mnei, bari pri ha'adama. Tochnu. Ofu ubishlu, if you ground it down, baked it and cooked it, afal pisha prusois kayomois, even though the initial pieces are still around, betchilam avorech alav bayri minei mezainois, ula besoif brocha achas me'ein sholish. Say brocha achas me'ein sholish. Just press pause a second. So again, tochnu ofay ubishloy, ground it, baked it, and cooked it up. Afa pisha prusos kayomais, betchilam avorei cholov boyim neim zaynais, ula besoif brocha achas me'ein sholosh. Says the Gemara of Otanya, surely we have learned in a brisa ula besoif v'loy klum, that you don't make any bracha. What does it mean you don't make any bracha? The Mefarshim explained, meaning you don't make mezonos, you make shahak, you make bar nefashos instead of alamichya. So it does seem to be a contradiction. Says the Gemara, Amar Sheisha is loikasha. Hor begabliel hor abonon. Tanya, because we have a brisa. It says on the one hand, zehaklal, this is the rule, kol shuhu mishiva saminim, anything made from the shiva saminim, Rabban Gamliel, oimeh, sholosh brachos. That means, because I wasn't, this is the famous opinion of Rabban Gamliel, that you actually have to bench completely, not only on bread, but also on shivas aminim. V'chachamim oimrim, then no, bracha achas me'ein sholosh. You meet one bracha me'ein sholosh, meaning ala michya. U'maisa b'Rabban Gamliel v'azakenim, there was a story with Rabban Gamliel and the zakenim, shoyu musubin ba'aliyah b'yirichoy. They were sitting in an attic in Yericho, v'hiviu lifneim kaisavois, which are dates, which is one of the shivas aminim. V'ochlu, they ate them, v'nosan Rabban Gamliel, reshus l'Rabbi Akiva. And Rabban Gamliel, remember, he's the one who says you're supposed to bench, he gave permission to Rabbi Akiva, levorich. Kofatz v'bireich, Rabbi Akiva jumped and benched before being told what to do. Which bracha did he bench? Bracha achas me'ein sholosh, in other words, alamichya, much to the surprise of Rabban Gamliel. Amar Rabban Gamliel, what's going on? Akiva admosai atamachnis roishcha bein amachloikas. Why are you getting involved in the machloikas? Amar Rabbeinu afal pi sha'ata oimer kein, v'chaverecha oimer kein. Even though you say this, that you should bench, and your friends say you should bench, but limadantenu rabbeinu, you have taught us that yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. You have taught us always to follow the Rabbim. If I respect your opinion to the utmost, but unfortunately I have to go with the Rabbim. And the opinion of the Rabbim is that you do not say Birkas Hamazon, rather Alamicha, which is what I did. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishmoi, Kol Shehu Mishivas Haminim. He said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, anything which is made from the Shivas Haminim, V'loi Min Dogon Hu, and it's not a grain, on the one hand, all the other way around, Oy Min Dogon, it is a grain, B'Veloi Osso Pas, but you didn't make it into bread. Rabban Gamliel Oymer Sholosh Brachos. If you have grain which you made into bread, then obviously all parties would agree that what?
Bench.
And obviously the bracha has got to be Birkas Hamazon. There's no discussion about that because that's classic bread. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Shivas Haminim, which is not grain, or grain which is not bread. Nonetheless, Rabban Gamliel is machadish at the Sholosh Brachos, and the Chachamim say no, absolutely not. Brocha achas, there's only one brocha, not Sholosh Brachos, i.e. alamichya. Kol she'enoi loy mishivas aminim, if it is neither from the shivas aminim veloy min dogon, neither is it a form of grain. Kegoin pas oireis v'doichen, bread made from rice or doichen, then because it is neither the Shivas Haminim nor is it grain, then everybody would agree it's not bread. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, V'Chachamim Omerim V'Loi Klum, and Chachamim would say, what does that mean V'Loi Klum? I.e. you just make Borei Nefashos. Therefore we see that we really do have an opinion, two opinions on this subject, and that's what the Gemara is referring to before. So too with the Oiriz as well. Why do we have one opinion saying that V'loi Klum, who is that talking? The answer is the V'loi Klum opinion is the Chachamim. Whereas the other opinion that says that it's Brocha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, that is Rabban Gamliel. That is Rabban Gamliel. Therefore, if you want to know how to reconcile the two, don't reconcile them, just understand that it's two different opinions. Fine. Says the Gemara, one moment, it doesn't make sense. B'mayo kimta k'Rabban Gamliel. So you've established that this brayse that we mentioned on Amud Aleph with the rice, and it says you make a brocha achas ne'ein shalosh, who is that talking? That must be Rabban Gamliel. But one moment. Eima Sefer, what about the Sefer of that very brayse? Sefer Dereisha. The Sefer of the Reisha. Remember there was A1, A2, and Part B. In A2, what did it say there? It says there, Im ein haprusois kayomois, bitchilo mevorech oleo voim neim zoynois, ul besoif brocha achas me'ein sholish. If you remember, that braisa actually had two parts. Part one discussed chito, part two discussed oireis. And with regard to chito, we made a differentiation whether prusos were kayomois or prusos were not kayomois. If the prusos are not kayomois, that's what it says, that the broch at the end is me'ein sholish. Now who's talking over here? Mani. Who's the author of that? Rabban Gamliel. Remember, what is Rabban Gamliel's opinion? That once you have the min dogon in it, what's the broch at the end?
Benching.
And if it's benching, then why over here does it say that it's just alamichyo? What's going on? Irem and Gamliel, hashta koisovos va'adaisa, omer Rabban Gamliel gimel brachos. If Rabban Gamliel already is mechay of gimel brachos on a koisovos, which is just one of the shivas haminim, va'adaisa, or on porridge, then obviously if it's made from real chitim, eina prusos kayomois miboya, would it even be a question? Who cares if ein prusos kayomois? But at the end of the day, it's made from chitos. So why on earth would you not bench? So it must be elop shita rabbonon. It must be the rabbonon talking, and if so, we're back to square one. Why on the one hand does it say Alam Yichya, on the other hand it says V'loi Klum? Yihachi Kasha, the Rabbanon, are the Rabbanon? So we have a steer again in the Rabbanon. Elol Hoylom Rabbanon. You're right. It must therefore be the opinion of Rabbanon. V'tani Gaba Oireis Ubla B'soif Einim V'orechala V'loi Klum. And you're right, we have to re-edit the Braisa. And it should not indeed say a Brocha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, but rather a Brocha of Bar Nefoshes. And for this is the Machlokes. According to Rabban Gamliel's very important and famous opinion, although we do not pasken like this, is that either Shivas Haminim or Mindogon, under all circumstances, you bench. We do not pasken like that. Only if it's made fully into bread, Prusois Kayomois. If not, even with Chito, it's just Alamichio, and if it's just rice, you say Bar Nefoshes, which by the way is Alocha Lameisa. On rice, we say Bar Nefoshes. Why don't we say Alamichio? Because not fully satisfying. Omar Rav, hi riato dechakloi. Riato, Rashi said, it's chovitz gedera, some sort of porridge. But there were two versions of it. There were the chakloi version, which Rashi said is the village version, and there is the city version. The village version, the mafshi bei kimcha, they put in a lot of kemach in it. Mavarech boirim inem zaynis. Why? My timer, the smida ikka. Smida, Rashi says, is the flour. And therefore, if the flour is the main thing, you make Barim Nimazinus. But the mechuza, if it is the city version, then what? The loy mafshi bei kimcha. They do not put in so much flour. The mevorei chalov shakol nibidvorei. You make a brocha of shakol nibidvorei. My timer, duvsha ikka. Because then the honey is the main part. V'hoda Omar Rava, and then Rava actually backtracked and said, no, idi ve'idi boire mine mezainais. I'm changing my mind. Remember what the rule was? If you have chameshes mine dogon, then what's the halacha? Even if it's not the majority. Therefore, I'm changing my mind. Why am I changing my mind? Why am I not now differentiating in a case between whether the dvash is the ikka or the kemach is the ikka, because the Rav Shmuel Domitar Vayu, kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim mevarchin olav boi menei mezaynes. So if Rav Shmuel told me the rule that he always say boi menei mezaynes and chameshes menei dogon, even if it's the toffel, then who cares that the dvash is the ikka? It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you have chameshes menei dogon, you tzani menei mezaynes. Omer Rav Yosef, hai chavitza. The isbe pirurin kezayis. We had this chavitza, which was some sort of porridge, stew, and it has in it pieces of a kezayis. Mavorech halov, amitzi lechem min haaretz. Betchila, mavorech halov, bori amitzi min haaretz. Ola besoy, mavorech halov, shalish brachis. The less be pirurin kezayis. If it does not have pieces which have a kazayis, then betchila mavarech chalav boyim neim zaynais or besayif brocha achas meyein shalosh. So again, if it's got pieces of a kazayis, then we treat it for all intents and purposes like bread, and if not, then we just give it the halachas of mezaynis and alamichyo. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosef minoa minelo. How do I know this halacha? The Tanya. Because we learned in a brisa, Hoya Oimed u'makriv menoches b'Yerushalayim. He was being makriv the kohen, the mincha in Yerushalayim. Remember, the mincha has lots of pieces of bread in it. Oimer on the one hand, Baruch shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. We saw a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos, why making the bracha? Not lon la'achlon. If you then took them to eat, mevorech hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So what do you see from there? That you make hamoitzim lechon aretz, and it must be because it's got in it kazayis. Even though there are other things as well. Because it's got pirurin kazayis, you see that I treat it like bread. Oh, malei abaya. So abaya said one more. Sorry, did I miss out?
Yeah, v'tani.
V'tani, sorry. V'tani olah v'kulon poisason kazayis. That is the end of the proof. And it says quite clearly that all of them have pieces of a kazayis in them. So you see, we're talking about a mincha which has pieces of a kazayis in it, and the bracha is gimel brachis. Amaytzim lecharetz as well. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, one moment. Elomeata, would you now say that Latana debay Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Oma Poirchon. What does Poirchon mean? We're assuming it means you grind it down at Shem Machziron Le Sultan until you return it back to being flour. So then you've got no longer piece of a kazai. So what will be Allah? Hochanami. Would you therefore also say Deloi Boi Bruchi Amoitzi Lechem in Aretz? So according to your theory, it should turn out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, because he is of the opinion that what?
If it has any mazonos.
But once you ground it down, again, according to Rabbi Yosef, once it has pieces of a kazais, it's treated like bread. But if it doesn't have pieces of a kazais, then not. So now, you brought a proof, because there's a brice that says kazais, and it says amoitzi lechem in aretz. But one moment, according to your theory, then Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you ground it down to flour, you grind it down to flour, there's no kazayis, and it should emerge, what's the halacha? That there's no moitzi lechem in aretz. Because you said it's all dependent on whether there's pieces of kazayis. That's what's going to come out according to your theory. V'chi teima hochanami. And if indeed you'll say, yes, this is indeed so, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there will be no bracha v'mitzvah lechem ha'aretz, then I'm sorry, how do you explain the following? V'otanya, we have at the end of the day a braisa, it says, lokat mikulom kazayis. If you gathered from them all a kazayis, v'ochlen, you ate them im chometz, onosh kores, v'matzuhu, odom yetzu dechevosei, v'pesach. So what do you see from there? If you say that you gather it together and it's considered matzo or chometz, then clearly what are we considering it?
Bread.
So I don't understand. You're gathering it all together. It means each piece on its own is not a kazais. So it's not bread. So why would you put it all together? I've still got pieces which are not kazais. Why is all of a sudden bread? So he said, no, hocha mayaskinon b'sha'orason. What does b'sha'orason mean? That you put it back together into one big dough. Yehochi eimaseifa. So how do you learn the end of the braise? It says, v'husha ochlon, plural, b'chidei achilas pras, v'sha'orason, haisha ochlon. Why does it say plural? It should have said, she'ochlo, you ate it, not you ate them. There's only one now. So Morris says, no, you're quite right. Hoch b'mayaskinon b'bo milechem godoil. It's talking about it came from a large bread. Really, you never put it into one big dough. It's still pieces. But it's pieces that are cut off from an overall bread. Therefore, even though this particular piece is not of a kazayis, but by virtue of the fact that it comes from something that does, it still retains the status as bread, and therefore matzah. So says the Gemara, okay, big machloik is going on, my hava aloh. So what is the conclusion? Amar Rav Sheshes, hai chavitza, afal gavde, les be pirurin kezayis, mevorech olov amoitzi lechem min haaretz. So Rav Sheshes does not agree with Rabbi Yosef, he seems to go more with Abaya, that this chavitza is considered not just a porridge, it's considered absolutely bread, and therefore the bracha is amoitzi lechem min haaretz. Omar Rava, one moment, it's not as simple as that. V'hu deika oleo teresa de nahama. What is teresa de nahama? As long as it's got the appearance of bread. If you really have stewed it up and it doesn't even look like bread, then indeed everybody would agree don't make amoitzi lechem min haaretz. Okay. Says the Gemara Troiknin, which we'll see what that is in a moment. Chayovin b'chalo, but v'chiyaser of Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said Troiknin paturin min achalo. Machloikas, is Troiknin chayev or potter from chala? Now, what is Troiknin? My Troiknin Amar Abaya, kuva da'aro. What's kuvah da'ara? It's bread not made in the traditional way. Rather, it's made in the floor of the kira. That's the way Rashi explained. In the floor of an oven. Therefore, that's the question. Because it's not made in the regular way, maybe therefore it doesn't really get the status of bread. V'omar abaya, trisa, p'torim minachalo. Trisa is another type of interesting mixture. It's definitely potter minachalo. My trisa, ikad omri gobel martach. Some say it's made in a boiling hot oven, which is also not the regular way to make bread. Remember, there's a difference between a kira and a tanur. Normally, where do you make bread? In a tanur, not in a kira. Kira is a stove where you cook things, not where you bake things. Ikadamri, nahama dahandaka. Rashi says it's bread that basically you make on a spit, which again is not the normal way to make bread. Veikadamri, lechem also lakutach. It's not made in an oven at all. Where is it made? How's it baked?
In the sun.
Again, it's not the normal way, and therefore it doesn't consider it, therefore it's potter from challah. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Tanu Reb Chiya, lechem ha'asui lekutach. Reb Chiya told us that bread that is made in the sun, potter min ha'challah. V'hotanya chayev v'challah. Surely we have learned in Hebrew that you are indeed chayev v'challah, so can you please make up your mind? So he says, no, it's not shver. Ha'asam kadoktani taimam. As his status, quite clearly the reason, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ma'asecho meichichin oleho. What does that mean, ma'asecho meichichin oleho? Its production, the way it's produced, demonstrates, show us clearly what its nature is, i.e., oson ka'avin. Rashi says, that clearly shows us it's made as bread, then chayovin, but kilimudim is made thin, like nesorim, like planks, then peturim. Omale abayel Rav Yosef, hay kuvah da'ara, this kuvah da'ara that we mentioned before, where it's made in a hole in the floor, we discussed with regard to challah. But my mevorachin ilaveh, what is the brocha that you make on it? Shh. Omale. Mi sovres nahamahu. Do you really think that it's bread? Do you really think it's bread? Guvla ba'almahu. It's just a mixture. It's not bread. And if it's just a mixture, it's not bread. The broch would therefore be barim nemezainis. Why? Because it's not considered bread. It's not bread. Marzutra kovas udose ilavei. But Marzutra, he was Kaveya Asuda. What does that mean, Kaveya Asuda? He sat down, and that was his meal. So if that was his fully fledged meal, then what? He made Amoitzilechem Naretz on it. Not only that, Vesholesh Brachis, fully fledged benching at the end. You would, however, be Yotzi Yochiv on Pesach, even though I've just said that essentially it's not bread. What is it? It's just a guvla. Ba my timer lechem oini korinon bay. It's lechem oini. What does lechem oini mean? It's poor man's bread. It's good enough for matzah. So remember we said last time, it's a very important gemara. It means we had a discussion with regard to challah, brochas, and matzah on Seder night. All three are dependent on a definition of bread, but each one has its own definition, what is considered bread. So either way, with regard to Pesach, you need a very, very minimal definition, even though it's a very, very weak type of bread, it's lechem oini, that would be good enough. And if that would be good enough, you could be yotzi or mitzah on Pesach. V'omamar ravashi hay dufshe de tamri. What's dufshe de tamri? It's the honey from dates. You make a brocha of shakol nivadvara. Why? Why don't you make the same brocha that you would on the date itself, i.e. bari prihoetz? No. My timer, zeya ba'almahu, it is just the moisture. It's not the actual fruit. Kaman. Whose opinion is that? Ki haitan, like this Tana, the Tanan. We've learned in the Mishnah, Dvash Tmorim. V'yayin Tapuchim. What does Yayin Tapuchim mean?
Keren V'chomesh.
Keren V'chomesh. That is the Machlokes. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Yepata, why? Because it's only fruit, juice. And fruit juice is not fruit. Where would fruit juice be a fruit? Two cases.
Grapes
and olives. Therefore, grapes and olive, essentially, what is the correct bracha you should make on the fruit juice that emerges from them? You should really be making periprioids and shemen, indeed you do. It was a whole balagan. What is the case? Anigroin, yain, you don't say oates, you say hagofen. We had a whole sugya. Why is that? Chashev, right. Omaleahu merabonon l'rova trima maihu. What is the bracha on trima? Rashi says trima is something which is crushed up. Now, lo yava adaiti derova mai komali. Rova didn't really know, really didn't understand what was being asked of him. So who helped him out? Ravina. Yosef Ravina, kamei derova. Omale, he said, what did you mean? The sumsani ka'omrat, or the kurtami ka'omrat, or the purtsani ka'omrat? All different types of crust mixtures. So all of a sudden he said, oh, I see what you mean. Adahochi vahochi. In the meanwhile, Aske Rava ledaite. Rava finally understood what the question is. Normally, chashilta vadei ka'omrit. You must be referring to something which is crushed. That's what chashilta means. Vader katon milsa hod omar Ravasi. Now I'm remembering what Ravasi said. The high tamri shel truma. If you have dates of truma, mutal lasis mehen trima. Vahosa lasis mehen sheikha. So if it's osa to make Sheikha, why are you not allowed to make Sheikha? If you have dates of Truma, you're not allowed to convert them into Sheikha, why not? What have you done if you've converted it into Sheikha?
Changed it.
You've changed it, you've ruined the Truma, you're not allowed to ruin Truma. But if it says in that Brisa you are allowed to make it into Trima, that shows that it's still intact and it retains its original status. If I haven't ruined Truma, well, therefore, that would confirm that Trima still retains its initial status. V'hilchasa, and the final halacha is indeed Tamri v'avdinu Trima. If you had dates and you made it Trima, which means a what? You crushed it up. Mevorachin alai what? Brei priho eitz. My timer. B'milsayhu kaimi, because it has retained its status kedemikora like in the beginning. If I completely liquidize it, then what? Then it's changed its status completely, it becomes a drink, and the bracha is shakon libidvara. But if I've just crushed it, remember we had a discussion, crush it a little bit, crush it a lot, but either way, I haven't liquidized it, so then the bracha is not shahakoil, and indeed the bracha is broya prihoitz.
Applesauce.
Apple sauce, according to this, would be broya prihoitz, unless it gets to what we would already consider a liquid, which would obviously be a whole halachic discussion. How liquid does it need to be in order to be considered a liquid? Okay, let's see if we can try and finish this off. Says the Gemara Shasisa. This was the last Gemara. Shakel Nibidvoroi. Rav Oma Shakel Nibidvoroi. Ushmuel Oma. Boyrim name is Zainais. Remember, what was Shasisa? Some dried out mixture made in an oven from shibolim, from wheat. Now, it sounds like there's a machloikas between Rav and Shmuel, says the Gemara. No, Omar Rav Chista v'lo pligi. They're actually not having a machloikas at all. Ho pa'avo, ho barako. Avo la'achila ovdila, rako la'refuaka ovdila. Remember the Rishonim said, that's not the reason why the bracha would change. It's just a description of what you're doing. It happens to me that when you make rako, you invariably are making it for refua purposes, but that's not why the bracha is downgraded. Remember, we saw that the Rishonim spelled that out very clearly, and it was most evident in the Rambam. Remember, when the Rambam codified this halacha, he didn't even mention anything about refuah. Because that's just a description. That's not the reason why. What ultimately does it depend on?
Avon
Is it thick or is it runny? That's what it depends on. Now, where refuah does play a role is with regard to Hilchos Shabbos. And now we're crossing lines. Masiv Rav Yosef, it says in Hilchos Shabbos, v'shovin sheboichashin es ha-shosis. You can stir the shosis. Now remember what did Tosfos say? If it uses the word boichashin, what does that indicate to us? What am I talking about?
Loose. It's
thin. It's a runny mixture. Otherwise, it wouldn't use boichashin, it would use the word govil. So it says you're allowed to stir them, b'shabbos, v'shoyis, and zeisim ha-mitzri on Shabbos. Now, if you're stirring it and it's a liquid version, then presumably, why is this guy making it for a fua? Because you said that's the norm. And if that's the case, v'sal kadatach l'refua k'machavein, if you're going to tell me that it's normally, when you made it, it's a runny mixture, it's made for a fua, refua b'shabbos mi shari, then refua b'shabbos is refua b'shabbos allowed to be taken? What's going on? Omale Abaya, said Abaya, what do you mean? I don't understand the question. Va'at loytispra? Don't you hold that away as well? Don't forget it's Mufurish Mishnah v'hotanam. Kolo oichlim oichel adam refua b'shabbos v'chala mashkin shaisa. You're allowed to eat food on Shabbos. You're allowed to drink drinks on Shabbos. Why is that a chiddush? Because even though what's my intention?
You might think if it's for medical purposes, you couldn't.
Right, this is a big chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush, and we have to know this. This is halacha lemaisa. Anything which is categorized as a food or a drink, I have no interest whatsoever in knowing why you are eating it or drinking it. Even if you're taking it for medical reasons, it is totally muta. And therefore, these shosais, even though it's made for refuah, what was your question? Oh, made for refuah, how can you take it on Shabbos? Why not? It's a food, or it's a drink. It's a classic drink. If you remember, we saw in Tosfos, and this you have to remember, Halacha Lemaisa, that Tosfos says, even though ikroi l'refuah, it's still considered a food. How did we explain this? Because the gezeirah refuah is only on something which is nikah. At the end of the day, as long as there are some people who eat it for non-medical reasons, then you cannot say that it's nikah that it's a refuah. Can't say it's nikah that it's a refuah. So why indeed is that? Says the Gemara, Lamayis lechlamema, how would you explain this? Gavra leachila komachavan. At the end of the day, the person is being mechavan for achila. Why? Because essentially it's as a food. Hachanami. Therefore the same too in our case of shosois. Gavra la'achila komachavan. He's eating it for achila reasons. Even if he's eating it primarily for refuah, but it's a food. Lishna achrina, a slightly different version. Elamayis lacholameim, a gavra la'achila komachavan refuah memeila kahavil. The refuah is memeila. What does that mean as memeila?
It's automatic.
It's automatic. Hachanami. So too, in the case of shosais, la'achila komachavan refuah memeila kahavil. Okay. If I only would have had the Hilchos Shabbos brayse, so what would I have said? And that's why you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. But with regard to brachas, what might you have said? I would have been excused for thinking that what? That you don't make a bracha at all. Because you're taking it for refuah purposes. Kamash no. Kiven de isleha no amine boi beruchi. At the end of the day, you're getting benefit, you make a bracha. So it seems to be in the final analysis, the fact that something is taken for a refuah is not a reason to downgrade the bracha. And is not a reason to cancel the bracha. As long as you're having benefit. If indeed you do have benefit, then what bracha do you make? The standard bracha. If it's a thick mixture, mezonos. A runny mixture, shahaku.
This is even if it's not a food. You take sweet.
Oh no, only because it is a food. No, only because it is a food.
Okay, but if you take sweet tasting amoxicillin.
Right, so that we saw, that was the remorse about mirkachas. Mirkachas is you always make bori, you always make shahaku.
Okay.
If you strip a herb off a tree which nobody eats, then it's always shahakal. Again, presuming that you're enjoying it. If you're taking it just to down the medication, somebody called me 5-10 minutes just before the shir, I need to take a tablet. with a bit of water, what bracha do I make? Is that considered fasting, he first asked. Yes, it is. Technically, even on Tisha B'Av and perhaps even on Yom Kippur, it's mutter. And what bracha would you make on that water to down the tablet? Nothing. And if you down it with apple juice, then you say shahakun. Says the Gemara, Sha'al ha'pas u'omer ha'moitzi tan rabbanon. Mahu omer ha'moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. That was the first opinion. Rabbi Nechemiah omer moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So that's the discussion. Is it ha'moitzi or is it moitzi? Omar Rava b'moitzi. If you would just merely say moitzi, then what? Kulam alay pligi. Everybody would agree. Da'apik mashma. That is past tense. Remember, what is the bracha that we're trying to make on bread? Future or past? Past tense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extracted bread from the ground. Therefore, certainly we want to make a bracha which is past tense. So everybody agrees that if you would say Moitzi Lechem Na'aretz, that would certainly mean past tense. That's not the discussion. That is certainly past tense. How do I know? Deksiv, because it says Kail Moitzia Mitzrayim, and that was after the event. Ki pligi ba hamoitzi. The machlokes is only when you say hamoitzi with a hey rabbanon savri, that hamoitzi is also da apik mashma, that is also past tense. Deksiv hamoitzi lachamayim itzur chalomish. You're referring to water which we have already extracted from you in the midbar. So you see that Hamoitzi is also past tense. From Nehemiah Sava, no, Hamoitzi is not the apic past tense, it's the mapic future tense. Mashma Shanema Hamoitzi Eschem Itacha Sivlois Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this pasuk when? Before Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you see that it's future. V'Rabbon, Rabbon said, no, that's not Shver. Ha'u, do you know how you learn that pasuk? It's true that that pasuk was stated before Yetzias Mitzrayim, but what is it referring to? It's referring to how you will look back in the past at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hachi ka'amalu kutcha brichu li Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael. Kad ma'pikna l'chu, when I take you out in the future, avidna l'chu milsa, I will do something for you, ki heiche diaditu, in order that you will know that Anahu, that it was I, the Apikas Yaschem Mitzrayim, the Chsiv, that I took you out, the Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem Lekechem Hamoitzi. So therefore, it's true. When was the pasuk stated? It was in Pashas Va'era, which is of course before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what is it referring to? It's referring to what will happen after Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will look back in retrospect and understand, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I took you out. So therefore it really is referring to the past, not the future. Mishtabchin le Rabbonon or Rabzeira. Rabbonon praised very heavily to Rabzeira as Bar of Zvid, Achvei de Rab Shimon Bar of Zvid. He said, the Odom Godel, who is a great individual, Uboki Babrachis, and he's a great expert in the Lochas of the Brachis. He says, fine. Omalahems, he said to him, okay, look, Shiovali Yodchem, Hiviuli Dodi. When he comes your way next time, please bring him to me. I'm very keen to meet him. Zimnachod, on one occasion, indeed, Ikla Lagabe, he came across him, Apikule Rifta. So he took out a bread, Pasach V'Omar Moitzi. And what did he say? He said, Moitzi. Omar Zehu Shaim Malav Dodam Godel, who Ubaki Babrachisu. Well, this is the great person that you were talking about. If you say Moitzi, remember, you're just sitting on the fence. Why?
Everybody agrees.
If you would have said Hamoitzi, then I would have said, oh, wow, okay. I see there's a great person. Why? Ashmin on timer. Then I would have known his reasoning. Ashmin on the Ilchasak Rabbonon. I would know his Pasnag Rabbonon. Be'elod Omar Moitzi, Maika Mashmalon. What are you teaching me by saying Moitzi? After all, everybody holds that. So why indeed did he do that? The Ihu, the Ovad, and he who did so, La'afuke nafshe miprokta. He wanted to avoid the machloikas. And that's indeed why he deliberately used this parav nusach of moitzi. But what is the halacha v'hilchasa? Ha moitzi lechem na'aretz. Da kaim along karabonon, da omri da apik mashma. We hold like the Rabbanon that Hamotzi means past tense. If you remember, we saw the top Tosfos. Tosfos was actually quite worried about this. Remember, Tosfos says, if indeed Moitzi would mean past tense according to all opinions, wouldn't that be the best option? It's true, whenever you have a Yochid and you have a Rabbim, you pass out the Rabbim, but that's when there's a Machloikas. But if I can avoid the Machloikas, isn't that best? So Tosfos says, yeah, you're right, but we have a Pasuk. We have Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, I don't want to get the letters mixed up. Remember, if I say Hamoitzi, then I solve the big problem. Because if I say Moitzi, Melech Olam Moitzi.
Mem
Mem. But if I say Hamoitzi, I've evolved that problem. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? But you've run into another problem. You have a different problem, says Tosfos, because you say Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. If anyway you've got two successive Mems, says Tosfos, that's different because we have a specific Pasuk that talks about Lechem Min Haaretz. So he says, in conclusion, that's why you should hold your bread with all 10 fingers, because there are 10 words in that pasuk. Okay, we'll hold it over here, seeing as it's fast. And Be'ez Hashem, on Tuesday, we'll move into the next sugya, also an important sugya. Cooked vegetables.